Hey everyone, Jim Williams here. Welcome to a special Super Bowl edition of Stream On. And, this is always one of our biggest and most fun conversations about how to stream the Super Bowl. It's gotten a whole lot simpler. NBC is the network that has the Super Bowl this year. Kickoff time, 6:30 Eastern time. And NBC is doing their level best to make sure that you can see it. Let's start with those of you who watch your streaming on desktop. So if you're going to watch it on your desktop, go to NBC.com and NBCSports.com. Both of those websites will stream the game live. There's no cost. You don't need a cable login. You can watch them right there. Again, if you're going to watch on a desktop, go to NBC.com or NBCSports.com, and they'll have all information, all the fun of 11 hours of sports coverage right there on those two websites. Meanwhile, if you are like me and you like to stream it on a device, then what you need to do is go to your channel store for Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, Chromecast, Xbox. You get the drill, folks. And download the app. I would suggest you do that as soon as possible if you haven't already done it. I enjoy, frankly, the NBC Sports app. It's an outstanding app. Download it, and that way you'll be all set to stream the game whenever Sunday rolls around. So by all means, do that. Now, NBC is offering a free 11-hour live stream of its Super Bowl coverage, including all the ads, so you're not going to miss any of the cool ads, the halftime show, as well as, of course, the pre- and post-game show. And again, it's regardless of, whether you're a cable subscriber or not. So you're getting a one-day free grace period from NBC on this one, okay? Now, there's something to pay attention to if you want to watch this on your phone, okay? There are two places to get it on your phone. Go to NFL Mobile. It's NFL Mobile or Yahoo Sports. Download those apps. I would suggest, frankly, the Yahoo Sports app because most people already have it. It's easy to get. If you don't have it, it loads up quickly. NFL Mobile is not a bad app. But by all means, one of those two apps, by all means, is what you're going to want if you're going to watch it on your phone, okay? So that's that. Now, if you want to try some watching of other TV and also watch the Super Bowl, well then, NBC is on YouTube Live, Hulu Live, DirecTV Now, and our friends down out of Boom Media have it via IPTV. So that should cover you. YouTube Live, Hulu Live, DirecTV Now, and our friends at Boom Media, they should be able to get it for Sunday's big game, all right? All right. So now, our special guest joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel, is Tunity founder Yaniv Davidson. Now, Tunity is an app. It's a free app. You can download it from the iTunes Store or Google Play. And it allows you to listen to television when the TV's muted. So let's say you're at the sports bar and you want to watch the Super Bowl. You can't quite hear it, but you want to listen to it. You can take the Tunity app. You can point it at the television. It will take a snap. It'll then download the information, and poof, all of a sudden, you'll be able to hear the game on your phone with line of sight to the television set. Yaniv Davidson, as I said, is the founder. He's the guy who created this app. And Yaniv, it's a really cool app. Why don't you tell us what prompted you to create this?
So I was, it was a process for me in which, I started to digest and figure out what the problem was. But I was working as a consultant, and I was traveling almost every week, seeing all these people in airports, in front of TVs, bars, restaurants that I visited. And then I became the VP of marketing of a consumer startup that got some funding from WPP. So I got to meet a lot of CMOs of very large corporations, and I saw how much money they spend on TV and how much little information they have on who's watching what and where. And I thought, look, if I can solve this consumer problem, this user experience problem or viewership mm-hmm. problem in airports and gyms and sports bars and let people actually hear what they're watching and improve their engagement and improve their experience, then I can also help, you know, all the businesses that are trying to advertise on TV and understand what's going on out of home. And, you know, that's, you know, after a while of thinking about this, this is where I ended up. I'm an engineer by training. So mm-hmm. I thought, you know, if I can say, you know, this is CNN or this is ESPN, mm-hmm. a computer can probably say that as well. And then, mm-hmm. you know, tuning the audio and synchronizing it is something that is definitely solvable.
I think the interesting part to me is that, you know, obviously let's first establish it's a free app. So, you know, you can get it at the Google, you know, Google Play or the iTunes store. And what I was pleased with is the ability that it lets you hear crisp quality audio while you can still be engaged in your social media aspect, be it Twitter or Facebook or you know, any number of different apps.
Yeah, so the way we thought about it is, you know, first and foremost, what we want to do with Tunity is we want to let you hear any muted TV, wherever you are, gyms, mm-hmm. bars, restaurants, et cetera. And then we saw how people are using it, and we thought, look, while you're watching, and this, you know, we started doing this thinking about sports and you, because this is what most people use us for, but it's really relevant for almost anything you watch. Mm-hmm. If we know what you're watching already, then we can actually use all this metadata, because on top of like just streaming the audio, we know mm-hmm. what type of show it is. If it's a sports game, then which teams are playing. If it's if it's news, then you know the general topics that you know are being discussed most of the times. We can actually create some content that will make the viewing experience even more interesting for you. And mm-hmm. to be honest, we're a small company, and every startup needs to be very focused and play to their strengths. Mm-hmm. We're definitely not a content creation company, but we thought the one thing that we can do, and this is just the first step. I mean, we hope to work more closely with content creators in the near future. But the one thing we can do on our own and say, okay, we have Twitter, which generates a lot of user content, which is great. Sure. Let's just, you know, use that metadata plus, you know, our knowledge of what you're viewing now, what you watched in the past, and, you know, how we derived some of your interest from that, and generate a personalized Twitter feed based on what's going on, the conversations that are going on right now, and relate to what you're watching.
I was just going to say, so using that information, fast forward to Sunday, and we have the Super Bowl where the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots get together. And talk us through how you set that up so that if I am a fan of the Eagles, do I get a stream there? If I'm a fan of the Patriots, do I get a stream there? Or is it some sort of mix between?
So there are two different items there. First, everyone's going to get, you know, basically the same audio stream, right? That's what
they get. Mm-hmm. Sure. Put
in. We're in that sense, we're really another channel. We're an enabler. Mm-hmm. We help, you know, TV networks engage, get their out-of-home viewers mostly engaged. But by the way, not only out-of-home, a lot of people who are hearing impaired that need, you know, higher volume, or people who
use hearing aids that, you know, basically can connect their Bluetooth enabled hearing aids to their phones. And we're, you know, we work with some of these companies, Starkey, et cetera. They can get their audio directly. But yes, in general, you know, we enable people to hear the muted TV, and this is what we're Zoom focused on. Mm-hmm. On top of that, if you've used Tunity throughout the season, then yeah, we'll be able to know a little bit more about your preferences and which team you want to hear more from. Right. We are in the kind of the first steps around there, and we haven't put a focus, but the nice thing is, you know, and I don't want to get too technical, but we use a lot of deep learning and machine learning. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line in that is that the more people use us, the more data we have to train our algorithms and train our system and our neural networks, which is what drives all this. Mm-hmm. That means the more people use us, the better we get at detecting, at synchronizing, also eventually at creating this kind of second screen additional content.
That right. Before. What about, what's the range? I didn't really try that when I synced my phone up to the TV. I was about, I would guess, maybe 10 feet away. What's the range on this?
So there are two elements here. If you, you know, for us to detect the TV, so it really depends on, you know, the size of the TV, the angle, but in general, mm-hmm. our rule of thumb and what we aim for is that if you're in a place where it's comfortable enough for you to watch the TV for 10, 15 minutes, mm-hmm. then you should be able to scan the TV and we should be able to detect the channel. That's right. One part of it. The other part of it is we need to verify that you're in front of a TV. So what we do, once you scan the TV, we get your location and we do some video fencing around the TV. So you'll notice that if you're, for example, you're on Wi-Fi, then as long as you're on that same Wi-Fi network, you'll mm-hmm. get the audio streaming. If you're on a cellular network, if you walk away around, you know, 100, 150 meters from the TV, mm-hmm. then, you know, you'll get a pop-up saying, hey, you know, Jim, we're sorry. We noticed you moved away from the TV. Please rescan or we will have to stop the audio. And, you know, that kind of lets people move around, you know, big mm-hmm. gyms or big bars, but also prevents the notion of like I'm scanning, you know, a channel and then I'm just walking away with the audio like it would be a radio. We want to make sure the people that serve are people that are in front of TVs all the time.
What are some of the things that you've been so excited about from this new project?
So, you know, first of all, I remember back in the day, not so back in the day, but when the first time I used Shazam, you know, I was in the car with some friends and some friends said, hey, this cool new thing, it's called Shazam. Like it listens to the music and like it tells you which song you're listening to. And I thought it was so cool. Like I remember that magical moment when I used it for the first time. And the first thing I wanted to do was like, I got to tell people about this. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, obviously I travel a lot. Actually, my wife refuses to go to bars with me anymore or airport lounges anymore because what I always do is I'll like, if I see a TV, like I'll scan it. I'll, mm-hmm. you know, a little bit obnoxious. I'll wait a second or two to connect my headphones. So like I use my phone speaker for a little bit and immediately like, you know, 2 to 5 people will come and say, hey, what did you just do? And like, just, you know, seeing them downloading the app and like doing it and the first reaction is like worth everything. I think we got to a place where, you know, people realize what, you know, what the type of magic that we were able to do and the R&D team was able to do. So I think that's, you know, something that's always exciting, meeting someone who's using Tunity for the first time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily I meet a lot of people. So I think that's, you know, one of the first. And then I think somewhere around, you know, end of last year, I started, we're still a small startup. We didn't invest money in marketing. We're still, you know, building our user base. But I think somewhere around the end of last year, it came to a point where, you know, people I know, friends, started sending me pictures of, for example, bars or a gym they went to or a hotel they visited that had, you know, a sign on the TV saying, hey, if you want to hear this TV, download Tunity. Or mm-hmm. people like saying, hey, you know, I just got out of the airport lounge. There were like three people using Tunity to hear CNN. I mean, that's kind of like the stuff that excites me around this, like seeing like that, you know, we had a vision. We thought we were solving a problem. You're never sure about this. If it's, you know, only something you imagine is a problem or if people are really going to use it. But then you start really seeing people that you don't know start mm-hmm. using it.
Well, it's a very cool product, and I strongly recommend that everybody download this app because you're going to use it. There's no question about that. And Yaniv, why don't you give us social media? How can we follow you guys on social media? How can we stay abreast of what's going on?
Cool. Yes. Thanks for that. So Twitter is something that, you know, a lot of people like to follow us on. You know, it's kind of like real time. It really connects to TV. So at Tunity TV, that's our Twitter handle. We're also on Facebook. You know, we put a lot of events, special events that we have there. You know, when there's a football game, we're at a little bit. We give some schedule. If you join with your email or with your Facebook account, if you join the app, then, you know, we frequently send emails that are, you know, we found our users find useful that have mm-hmm. basically a calendar. And if you're like someone who uses Tunity to watch sports, then mm-hmm. we'll send you a sports related calendar. If you're someone who uses Tunity, you know, to watch TV programs, we'll send you a calendar for TV premieres and interesting mm-hmm. TV events. If you use us mostly for news, then we'll send you a calendar with stuff that we think is interesting based on what you were watching. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, not specifically social media, but it's a way we communicate with our users and try to be useful to them. We know, you know, which context people are going to look for Tunity, and we don't try to be everything. We know that we're, you know, we want to enhance your viewing experience or your waiting experience or your, you know, your sports experience wherever you are, and this is what we try to do. So that relates a little bit to the previous questions you asked around, you know, what I'm excited for. So if I may, I'm also excited. Like, I go to the gym a lot, and, you know, I remember my experience before Tunity was I had to like hook up to a, you know, to this treadmill receiver, which didn't always work. And when I moved to an iPhone 7, my headphones didn't match, right? Like, stuff I hear like all the time. And now, you know, I'm really excited. I can leverage this amazing piece of hardware I have in my hand the whole day and like use it for that. Same for, you know, when you go to a sports bar with friends and, you know, you mm-hmm. all want to hear it. There's some sports bars that are already, you know, lending people Bluetooth speakers, so mm-hmm. you can, you know, on the TV with Tunity, connect it to the Bluetooth, and the whole table can hear. Or just, you know, you see people in tables just having one headphone like connected to their ear and like listening to the game. I'm excited. Like, I think, you know, part of the social media is actually the social part. Mm-hmm. You know, enable people to kind of, yes, be connected to what they're watching on TV while they're staying social. And I think, you know, that was one of my concerns when we started Tunity. I don't want people mm-hmm. to sit in bars and have, you know, being completely disconnected. But what we learned also, by the way, through social media and pictures that people shared with us is mm-hmm. that users found were more sophisticated than what we thought we were. And they found ways to kind of like, yeah, you know, now someone's enabling me to hear the TV, but this is still going to be me listening to the TV, but also being social while I'm doing that. So we got a lot of, you know, Twitter images, like showing people put, you know, an iPhone in an empty beer glass, which, you know, creates an effect of, it amplifies basically the sound, or, you know, the Bluetooth speaker idea, which a lot of people actually bring it on their own to the bar sometimes if they're in a smaller bar. So yeah, these are, you know, social media and things that I'm excited about.
Very cool. Well, Yaniv Davidson, founder of Tunity. Thanks for joining us on Stream On this week.
Thank you, Jim.
Cue the lights. You thought you knew Hulu? Think again. This is Hulu, and it's going to change your life. Now all your stuff magically comes to you. Tons of shows, new seasons, past seasons, Hulu originals, movies, and you can add live TV with sports and news. Finally, all your TV together in one place. It's not a dream. It's TV come true. Cue the logo.
Well, that brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. If you haven't yet had an opportunity to subscribe, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, it's easy to do. It's free. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store. We're part of the Apple Podcast family. Also on Stitcher, Google Play, and Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you're one of the 125 million people, myself included, who have downloaded the TuneIn app on either your phone or your tablet, well, then you can very easily just search us, Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and then every week you will get a new edition of the Stream On podcast sent either to your tablet or to your phone or to both. Okay? So five places to subscribe. So please go out and do it today. All right? All right. Thank you very much. And speaking of thanks, we thank our special guest, Tunity founder Yaniv Davidson. By all means, go out and download the Tunity app. It's fantastic, and it's free. So many thanks to Yaniv for joining us. Have a wonderful Super Bowl weekend, no matter if you're a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles or of the New England Patriots. May the best team win. All right? See you next week. Take care. I'm Jim Williams for all of us here at Stream On. Have a wonderful weekend.